Welcome back to Vodka, Sofa and Lies. I'm Dan Morrison.
And I'm Lisa Hamilton. And as promised, we're in bad moods.
We're in really bad moods. We went on a rant with each other for about, 10 minutes there before we even begun. So
you're lucky that we got most of it out before we hit record. But I feel like there's more to come.
Yeah. We will probably just take it out on these celebrities that we're going to kind of touch on this week, which is because the VMAs are on this week.
Oh, yes. VMAs special.
Yes. There were some great things and some horrific things.
Okay.
A lot of horrific things on the red carpet. Some great things once we got indoors.
Okay. Now, I don't know what got into me, but I've got no issues anywhere with the show.
Oh, wow.
And this is...
Oh, no. So, oh, like the show itself. Yeah, the whole thing, I went, oh, that was good.
Call me Miss Positivity. Mm. I love the red carpet. I loved it all. I love the show. I loved everything.
The show, like the performances, I haven't seen anything like that ever, I don't think.
In a good way?
In a good way. As in, like, oh my gosh, yes. Like the graphics and everything, and it just, like, everything looked fucking phenomenal.
It really did, which shocked me.
Yep.
Okay, so let's compartmentalize it. Let's do red carpet first and then show.
Yes.
So red carpet, wild. Wild.
Yeah. But this is what I love about the VMAs, though, because people think, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yes. And they're right to think that.
They are. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And they did.
It's refreshing, though, because it's not like hoity-toity, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, the Grammys, where people feel like they need to.
No, you don't respect yourself at the VMAs, really.
No way. Because if you respect yourself, the fans won't respect you.
Exactly. Where do we start with the red carpet? Is there someone particular you want to go with?
Well, there's a theme that I'd like to touch on with the red carpet. This year's hottest accessory, a snake. And, and I'm not talking about Taylor Swift wearing Kim Kardashian's skin around her neck.
Yep.
Oh, no. The Kardashian Wests stayed well clear.
Yeah. They knew not to come this year because it was Taylor's year.
It was Taylor's year, but... So many snakes.
Yep. I saw one on her.
Her?
Her. Who's an actual person.
H.E.R.
Yep.
Her,
yep.
The singer.
Yes.
Who I love.
Isn't spelling fun?
Yeah. Ooh.
And I'm going to say this, Tana.
Yes. Tana Mongeau.
Okay. I can't stand this gal. It's... I saw the snake first of all and I went... For fuck's sake, who is this piece of shit?
Yes.
And then I looked up who it was and went, oh, it's I'm aware of this piece of shit. She's the one that her and Jake Paul or
Jake,
Logan Paul?
Jake Paul, brother Jake Paul of.
Charged people to watch their fake wedding and made so much money from it.
Yes, $50 to watch just the live stream. Which, like, is a true sign of the times.
This is, there's global warming and then there's this that's ending the world.
Now, how much of that $50 per person subscription do you think they donated to the Amazon rainforest fires?
I would be surprised if they knew what the Amazon rainforest were, to be honest.
They donated it to the website, Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can understand she's definitely a polarizing character. Mm-hmm. But as you said, you need to rock up to the VMAs. She's obviously not a musician, so she had to make a statement of sorts.
Yes.
But where I take issue is you're doing something that our Lord and Savior Britney Spears did years ago and better. How are you about to walk up on a red carpet and copy her when Britney is going through a really difficult time mentally right now?
I do feel her seeing Tana, would make her happy because Tana is failing so hard at trying to replicate a moment like that. That
it's
she's
a booster.
Like, yeah, she finds some comfort being like, look at these young fuckwits that can't even come up with an original idea. Not
still
saying
copy.
Britney came up with it herself, but can't pull it off. And here's me living my best life. Dancing around, trying on clothes in my wardrobe.
I'm so
sorry.
She's
winning now.
I did stop listening to you and went to a place picturing you in your wardrobe.
Trying on clothes.
Trying on clothes mm-hmm. in a montage movie scene. Yep.
A lot of midriff from me as well. really do enjoy dancing around.
However, your snake doesn't exactly wrap around the neck. Not
it
long enough.
It does not. Tried a bunch of times, but it hurts. It hurts, pains me.
But you won't stop. You won't stop trying.
Won't stop till it's.
Well, Daniel, I think that's a really nice way to look at it, a silver lining.
Silver lining for what a fucking piece of god-awful shit Tana and her husband, fake husband, sorry, I have this really painful thing against YouTubers.
Yeah, I can feel it.
And it's just, especially the Pauls, like Logan and mm-hmm, Old Mate, mm-hmm. I can't stand
them. I like
them.
To call them the problematic Pauls.
Yep, and that is accurate as hell.
Rest easy knowing you're not alone.
Yeah.
The YouTube community is an interesting one.
They and should be next to be cancelled.
YouTube.
I wish a cancel upon them.
YouTubers in general.
Should we do?
Them.
Yeah, most of them. Should we do like a Do you, would you call it a seance if we were trying to like put a spell on
a hex.
Seance? A hex. Yes.
A hex.
Can we put a hex
I'm
on them
put
to
a
be
hex
canceled?
On you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the craft. Like we'll just be like the girls in the craft.
Light is
ask
a feather.
Manu to give us the power, which is the god from the craft. And
Manu Fidel
not Manu Fidel. We don't want that sleaze energy from Manu having anything to do with
or
us.
Or do we? Do we want to invoke?
It is powerful.
Invoke is, his dirty, dirty, skeezy his, power.
Yeah, his sleaze is strong.
Yeah.
Maybe we do.
Yeah, okay. I'd cast that upon the YouTube community.
Okay. Well, guess what? Tana and Jake Paul.
Well, our Friday
you're about
night
to get
just
a little hex, Manu Fidel, coming your way.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to stage this hex mm-hmm. and just get drunk.
That sounds like a beautiful night and I cannot wait.
So should we just not do the hex and just go out like we normally
yeah,
do
yeah,
each
let's go
week?
Drinking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just hope bad things happen to them. Yeah, that sounds beautiful. I'm into that.
There was one other person on the red carpet that
I'm
you...
I'm also just flicking paper. I'm not sure if this is going to be like audible, but I need to stop.
Yeah, please do.
Playing with my hands.
I did start on the snake thing and the other, you know, who did it better,
yeah.
Her or Tana? Mm-hmm. Her?
Her, definitely.
I wasn't as offended by hers.
No.
Now you, there was one other YouTuber that you.
Who we've mentioned on this podcast before?
Yes.
James fucking Charles.
Yes.
When I saw this, I went, wait a second. I thought Katy Perry had stopped doing promo for Witness, but here she is. And then I went, wait a minute. No, that's James fucking Charles. Let's cancel this bitch.
Well, I mean, if you're inviting the likes of Tana, you've got to have James Charles. Like,
he
there was
is
obviously a big YouTuber community on the red carpet.
This is true.
And that's how you get the kids watching.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you get the kids' eyeballs.
Brave of him to rock up after his big week, though.
Can you explain to everyone what happened with James Charles this week?
So basically, he got hacked on all platforms. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram. I don't think his YouTube account got hacked.
Shame.
But his social platforms all got hacked and they threatened to leak his nudes.
Yes.
And he reclaimed his accounts, got rid of the hacker. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right terminology.
Sure.
Disposed of the hacker. Mm-hmm. And he then wanted to, you know, one-up the hacker and he released, according to him, the one and only nude he has ever taken.
This is a lie.
Do you think that's not the one and only
no,
nude?
No, that boy would know his way around a nude.
Okay. Well, I mean, I thought it was quite a tasteful nude.
It was empowering to you?
No.
Okay.
That's not
that's
the
not
same
the word
as
you
tasteful.
Use it.
I said, you know, I said tasteful because often these nudes are quite gratuitous.
Yeah, like it wasn't just a picture of his hole.
Oh. No, it was not.
No.
Although,
it was almost there.
I'm sure if you zoomed in.
Yeah.
But what really took me aback was the sheer size of his
badouche.
His badunkadunk.
Yes.
If we may quote Missy Misdemeanor Elliot. Mm-hmm. Who won the Video Vanguard Award. See, it all comes back full circle
oh
in our
my
conversations.
God. That I don't want to get too much into it, but that performance was gave me fucking everything. I was like such a big Missy fan when I was like a kid.
We
still
hard?
Am. Still stan Missy.
Were you hard?
We hard.
Were you hard?
Was
Did
I,
you
oh,
get
was
a
I,
big
oh.
old Missy boner?
No, no. I was okay. just amazed. I was just like glittery eyes going, wow.
Okay.
Taking
so
me down memory lane. That was great.
If you're saying glittery eyes, definitely no boner.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I described it like that, but I was in awe. It was fucking amazing.
It was great.
I love it. I love a good choreographed routine. It
and
really.
And a TBT with Alison Stoner, the little girl.
That's amazing.
Is it worth it? Let me work it.
Yeah.
Put that thing down, flip it. I'm just going to stop.
Yeah.
So James Charles, methinks mm-hmm. he has gotten the butt injections.
Okay.
Because nothing else about him screams Brazilian woman.
Yes.
Yet is displaying a Brazilian woman's bottom only.
Yeah.
And then... than everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you make of that? Am I the only one that's thinking that?
Look, everyone has different body types, but his one was made.
Yes.
His one was made in the lab.
No shade.
No shade, but it's clear.
Yeah.
It's clear as day.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it.
You can't. It's too big.
Yeah. My eyes are like...
Yeah. It's a shame.
No compute. Okay, anyone else from the red carpet you want to touch on?
I just... the oversized suits on men, I know it's a thing...
Okay.
But I don't like her.
Who, someone specifically wore that?
I like everyone. And then old mate, who got the fashion thing?
There's a fashion thing?
There was a fashion award.
I did not pay attention to that
yeah.
at all.
Like a trailblazer fashion thing. There was a fashion person there.
Oh, my God.
They literally announced on the show and I completely switched off and
oh
I forgot.
My gosh.
It's a big name as well.
They've added in so many additional awards yeah. this year that make mm-hmm. no sense to... what they're celebrating, which is the music video.
Mm. I love Lady Gaga in a big oversized suit that she did during the whole, like, Oscar promo thing. But on the old men, not for me. Also, Camila Cabello.
Yes.
Her, like, white sheet of a dress.
Yes.
It looks like something you'd fashion yourself in if you just, like, left the bed on a Sunday and you tried to keep the sheet going with you, I feel.
Well, maybe that's like the come hither look they were going for. Because
yeah.
obviously the big promo and the lead up was this is the first performance between Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes since their romance in inverted quotation marks.
Mm-hmm. Let's,
so they had to okay. tease that up. It had to be sexy. And, of course, one person who was on the red carpet that didn't wear an oversized suit was Shawn Mendes. It was tight.
Yeah. He seems to love a sheer shirt as well.
I think that he also loves like a H2O, Just Add Water,
mm-hmm.
The boy character, and that like a shark
like a
tooth necklace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love it.
Not for him, no.
But it's not a deal breaker.
No. So you'd still
fantasize about him taking the strings from his guitar gently binding my hands to the bedpost and then he goes down to my nether regions and sings his entire back catalog into my clitoris and vagina area. Just off the top of my head.
Yeah. Keep it light, I guess, for your first time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe him and Miss Camilla are actually dating each other?
Okay, so no. But, however,
yes.
they did perform Senorita.
They did.
Their acting was much better on stage than it is for the paparazzi.
That's called rehearsals.
Yes, of course.
Because you can't do too many rehearsal runs for the paparazzi. That's why it's always so awkward
yes.
anytime they're caught in public. But at least on the VMA stage, you know they were there a few days before doing it over
yes.
and over.
Why didn't
with
they
with a
kiss?
Yelly director going, look more in love.
Yes.
Look like you like each other. And why didn't they kiss? Because they're not together.
Yeah, but they've been kissing for the paparazzi.
And I think whoever the director was went, do you know what? I've seen these paparazzi... like photos and videos of you two kissing, it's not convincing. We can't afford this on the show.
Yeah, but...
just nuzzle his nose and walk the fuck away. That's what they said to Camilla.
Oh, my gosh. The nose nuzzle. If that wasn't confirmation that this is all a ruse, like you don't nose nuzzle...
That was a nail in the coffin.
Yeah. That nose has definitely not been doing any butt stuff.
No, absolutely not.
That was a friend nuzzle. I'd even nuzzle you right now.
Yeah, and it would be more sexual than what she gave to him.
I just don't know where they go from here.
Well, they got their number one on the Billboard charts just the other day. They took
I thought it was Billy.
They just took off Billy.
Oh, poor Billy. She was only there for
a few seconds. But now that they've got it, they can break up. It was just to get to number one.
What? I mean, this might seem like a really silly question, but what?
We love a silly question.
Okay. What does number one get you?
More money and like.
Do you just get that a key title, to something? Title.
I don't know.
Does it open up?
They love a number one for Billboard.
Like
that's all artists talk about. They're like, oh, I dethroned, blah blah blah, beat this record for this person. It's just like people just talk about.
I get that, but like they're already two of the biggest stars in the world. Mm-hmm. So I just don't know. I mean, maybe it's because I'm not a singing artist, mm-hmm. so I don't know. But you know, when I have. From time to time hosted things mm-hmm. and people have told me I've done the best job in the world. I think I can understand.
Yeah.
Actually, when I,
so
when
now
I think
you, now
about
you've
it.
So now you said it out loud. Yeah. You want the accolade.
I just had to get there myself.
Yep.
But yeah. What could I win?
What would you like to win?
An Oscar.
An EGOT?
Oh, my gosh, an EGOT. Yes, of course. That's one better.
Yep.
You know I'm on track to get an EGOT.
Someone's about to get a Tony.
Oh, my gosh. I'd take a Logie.
I would love a Logie.
I would go full Tom Gleason and just...
destroy everyone in the room. Actually, you'd probably just cry like it is an Oscar.
I would, yeah. wouldn't
you
I?
You would take it really, like you think you're going to go up and be a smart ass and then actually winning it, you would be so humbled.
I know.
Yeah.
What a dickhead future me is.
I can't wait to see you win your Logie from my couch.
From your couch with no pants on, still trying to tie your dick around your neck.
Yeah. Getting ever so closer, but not really at all. Quick who you'd fucks. From
should we do a rapid fire?
Yeah. So Lenny Kravitz.
Yes, even though he had no idea who anyone was.
Didn't know where he was. Jonas Brothers.
All but Kevin, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin is so far on the not list.
That I would say Joe over Nick for once. After that.
Yeah, but Joe always goes over Nick.
Oh no, not for me for a while.
Okay.
I literally wrote him down as I'm Daddy Cowboy Diplo.
Yes,
yeah,
unequivocally, yes.
Could have just lost the shirt underneath that.
Yeah, thing. But I think when he was getting ready, he didn't have the shirt.
Okay.
So I think. It's not like I sort of looked into it.
Do you know what? I've just written down all people that I thought were good looking, so this is all just
going
to be.
Keep going.
Yes, for me. Alison Brie.
Oh, I don't get why she's there, but yeah.
I didn't get why she was there, but she looked great.
Yes.
Never looked better.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Nas X.
Wait, sorry, can I just go back?
Yes.
I feel like Alison Brie is your, like, dream girl.
See, when I was like my thing when I was growing up, I was always had something for like a Zoe Deschanel or like a Lizzie Kaplan kind of thing.
Sure,
that kind of look.
That's
so
Alison Brie's
in the same kind of realm, but that was kind of like where I was at.
But more like bookie than those two.
Bookie. What do you mean by bookie?
Well read.
Okay.
Although
you have a weird perception of me, I feel.
No. I'm saying. Alison Brie is a little bookier than the other two
okay,
girls.
Zoe Deschanel annoys. Oh my God. So just quickly on Zoe Deschanel, even though she has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
I'm going
to
let you keep saying Deschanel, even though I think it's Deschanel.
I'm going to say Deschanel.
There's no Y in there.
So I saw something really disturbing that I almost posted on our Instagram the other day at Vodka Sofa Lies. Please follow us. But you know how they do the 70-whatever questions with, like, Vogue?
72 questions. 73 questions.
Yeah, something like, how they do that with Vogue.
Upwards of 70.
They did. So she was doing, like, an advertorial
thing. Who was it?
Zoe Deschanel. Uh-huh. And it was for, it was the same style as that, called 13 Questions, but it was 13 questions about Crocs.
No.
Because she's an ambassador
for
Crocs. And it was the same format and everything, but like weaving in Crocs into the conversation, and it made me feel physically ill. And I went, how was I ever attracted to you?
Okay. I know that should feel sadder inside, but you know, Crocs marketing have landed the likes of Drew Barrymore.
That also made me feel really bad for her as
and
well.
And Post Malone.
Well, he's trash.
Yeah, but like who's getting on their knees from the marketing team and really like...
They're just probably throwing a bunch of wads of cash at them and they're like, sure, why not?
This reminds me of that time one actor did like SponCon with McDonald's.
Mm.
And he was, like a, he was like a high profile, but it was like a full like YouTube day in the life series. Like I wake up, I go get McDonald's, like invited it into their home.
Are you talking about like an A-list?
Yeah, A-list at his time. I'll have to look into it and like once again, never get back to
you. Yeah, exactly. Thank you for this tangent.
But McDonald's has just triggered me and this is going so off topic, but I had to tell you while we were live on air. McDonald's has a podcast.
Stop.
What?
Who hosts it? What's it about?
Okay, so McDonald's, it's just been uncovered that McDonald's have fully funded and produced a podcast called The Source.
Mm.
And it's all about how much people loved their dipping sauces and they couldn't keep up with the production of the sauces when they first came. Like, and it like, they, so they did a whole podcast on it. And here I am, I'm learning this and we're just little fledgling podcasts. And like, what hope do we have?
If McDonald's
is out there making a podcast about their delicious sauces, we can't compete.
No. Do we just change this to like a McDonald's podcast?
We can't because McDonald's has already done that unless we kind of do a deep dive on like nuggets.
Yeah. I could do nuggets.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We should do like a review thing one time as well. We don't really review things.
Just go completely off script and just review nuggets.
Yeah. This, like, what we're doing is trash a lot of the time anyway. Mm. So we can just like push it anywhere we want.
Mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
The couple of 100 of you out there that are listening, you won't mind.
No, you won't mind at all. You'll listen to anything, apparently. My God. I did want to quickly touch on someone who, God damn it, shows up to every goddamn event.
Me?
It'd be Rexa.
Oh, yeah.
There was far too many shots of her during the show. We cut to her too many times when there is much higher caliber people sitting there.
Yes.
She was too far to the front to be, like, she shouldn't be there. Why are we still being subjected to her?
So... I've spoken at length about how I feel towards Bebe Rexha and it's gotten to the point where I just don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't want to keep punching down. I'm being totally honest. Mm-hmm. Like I just don't understand why she is a part of the industry.
Is she a human version of HPV? Like,
oh, she's always there.
She's always there now. Like, she got in, she's always there.
HPV.
Yes.
What is that?
You're going to ask me to say the science name. It was like hepapapillomavirus or something like that. Basically like herpes, but the one that doesn't go, or if all herpes don't go. Anyway, apparently a lot of people have it and pretty much everyone has it, but I feel like she's the human version of herpes.
Oh, my God, human papillomavirus?
Sure.
HPV.
Yeah.
Okay. For sure.
Yeah. I feel like that's what she is. And she's infected the entertainment industry and she's just around. Has she acted in anything yet? Has she tried that to push herself?
No, remember. Oh, my gosh. Remember what happened? She auditioned for Hustlers.
Did she?
And she didn't get a role. And they literally gave a role to Cardi B, who can't speak properly. And like...
Oh, BB.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Imagine if she starts... getting in films.
J-Lo literally cast every female in the music industry in that movie.
And was like, I don't have time for whoever the fuck this is.
And BB arrived and no bone.
No. Okay. I don't want to feel sorry for her.
I am, I though.
And, you know, I can't.
I'm starting to feel sorry for her.
She needs to go. Thank God we only just got rid of Tori Kelly. So, like, I can't. Like, I feel like
she's
there is
hope. She's
definitely
the second coming of Tori Kelly,
exactly.
Isn't she?
So I feel like there is an opportunity at some point for us to get rid of BB. But at the same time.
Look. Well, okay, speaking of people who are still banging about.
I was just banging about to try to turn the lights on again.
Yes.
They went out.
And it was such a weird thing because we were sitting quite close to each other today and we're looking.
We've never been closer.
Yeah, we've never been closer, looking at each other dead in the eye and then it just went to black and I was like, we're done.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of someone who just keeps popping back. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy they do. John Travolta.
He looks so much better with his head shaved.
I know.
Than whatever the fuck was going on before.
Well, he had the wig.
Yeah.
He had. He just couldn't. He'd been balding for years. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden he just decided to let it go. Who? Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I feel like I dream these things, but it's real. I'm pretty sure Pitbull encouraged him to shave his head and, like, get rid of the fluff that he had left on there.
Do you know what? Let's not check that. Let's say that's fact.
Let's say that it's is fact. Real.
That is fact. So the reason John Travolta shaved his head was Pitbull encouraged him to.
Mr. Worldwide?
Yep.
He did it.
It's now featuring in John Travolta's life.
Thank you, Pitbull. Okay, so he rocked up to present an award for Video of the Year.
Big one.
And we know how this goes. Mm-hmm. He gets up to present an award, announce a performer at a big award show, and it doesn't go so well. You must remember
back. One of my favourite moments.
Yeah. So it was at the 2014 Oscars. He was introducing Idina Menzel, who was singing. Was she singing Let It Go for Frozen?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's like in no way did he say her name.
No.
Wasn't
not
even
a clue.
Close.
No.
And it would be remiss of us not to play that back for you because it's just one of my favourite things ever.
Please do.
So let's give it a little listen.
My voice went.
There will always be a special place in my heart for the movie musical and for the songs that create their most memorable moments. Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented, one and only Adele Dazeem.
Well, Adele Dazeem.
Iconic.
I like to call you Davine Maranya.
And I like to call you Lina Hamara.
Lina. Cool, is it because I've got my period? Thanks for bringing it up, you piece of shit.
Didn't make the connection. My face is falling apart as
We're
well.
We're almost through it, Daniel. Okay, so for some reason, some sick bastard who's running this show or some creative genius got him back up.
Creative genius.
Got him back up to to award Video of the Year. And, of course, Taylor Swift took home the gong. And as she did for her other wins, she brought up all of her cast who starred in the iconic video clip for You Need to Calm Down. Mm-hmm. Among them were some
drag queens.
Oh my god! I actually don't know what to say without like playing the clip, but we can't.
We can't physically say
but
it.
But basically, he went to give the award to Jay Jolly.
Who impersonated Taylor in the music video, and it was dressed similarly to Taylor.
And there's just this very, very sad, sweet moment where he goes to hand the moon person to Jay Jolly, and that's for sure when my soul left my body.
Yeah.
I can pinpoint it.
Yeah, that is.
To that moment.
Now, another iconic moment in award history for John Travolta.
Mm-hmm. And I just want him to keep coming back.
Yeah, just get him to present. Get him to host the next award show, whatever that may be.
Oh, my gosh. Him and Pitbull hosting. The Emmys are coming up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a duo. I vote for that.
Yeah. They'd look like your balls.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Up there.
Yeah. A bit of hair you've missed, but then mainly smooth.
Yeah. Keeping it slick.
Yeah.
Now, were there any other moments? I mean, we were talking about this off air. Because we just liked it so much, we feel like it would be doing you a disservice to say how much we liked.
It would be very uncharacteristic of us to sit here and tell you all the things we enjoyed.
Yeah.
But just quickly, I have to say Lizzo.
Okay.
Love Lizzo. Wait, you wanted to say something about Lizzo / Rihanna, didn't you?
Oh my gosh, yes, I did.
There we go.
I'm so, that sounded really staged, like you just led me to it.
No, no, but at least I had literally forgotten.
Okay, I did. So basically, Lizzo did her incredible performance. Mm-hmm. We stan.
I got some goosebumps.
Yeah, ATC. Everyone loves Lizzo. And of course, you know, the accolades, everything, the compliments were pouring in off the back of this performance. And we know that she has quite a close relationship with Rihanna. So Rihanna was not there, but she texted Lizzo off the back of it. And she said, she told Lizzo that she fucked the stage like it was her side bitch.
How good.
Beautiful.
Beautiful words.
Poetry. And I think we can all agree. But I love that at the end of the interview, when Lizzo told that story, she was just like, we need some new music, Rihanna.
Yeah, we do.
Wasn't going to let it go. Yeah, completely. Miley was amazing.
Yeah, oh, my God. I was so happy. And then did you also see Caitlyn Jenner walking with her?
Well, Caitlyn Carter.
Caitlyn Carter. So not Caitlyn. So if people don't even know who the fuck we're talking about, but Brody Jenner's ex, Caitlyn, who was seen hooking up with Miley not long after her and Liam split up.
Well, they were also seen, a source says, an eyewitness says they were close to fucking in a club last week.
Aren't we all close to fucking in a club last week?
And I'm like, if you're not doing that, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, you're not doing clubbing right. Yeah. But yeah, so Caitlyn accompanied Miss Miley to the VMAs, and Miley put on an amazing performance.
Yeah, but like, was backstage after Miley sang the song about her very recent breakup, which I found I'd be a bit uncomfortable, but I'm also not a celebrity, so.
No. Well, we'll get you your Logie one day.
Thank you.
We'll get you your goddamn Logie.
And then I can have a weird celebrity breakup.
Yeah. Who would be the celebrity that you would date?
To break up with or just date?
To date. Date to inevitably break up with.
I think, even though we've just, it might be top of mind because we've spoken about Diplo. He'd be fun to marry because you'd have a really good time. You'd know that there'd be no longevity to it because he's a little bit like, not all there.
And he can help him raise his kids.
Yes, for a little bit, and then I don't want
to.
And
you get over it. Yeah.
And, I'd like that. Mm-hmm. I'd be Mrs. Dippers.
Mrs. Dippers. That's, that fits you well.
Yeah. Mrs. Dippers, here she comes with them big old boobies.
Wow.
Well, because they're swollen and I have my period again.
Guys, if you missed it, Lisa has her period.
Yeah. I'm shedding my uterine lining for 4 more days. So if you see me on the street, get the fuck away from me.
And same to me. My chin is shedding as well. So please get the fuck away from both of us.
Your chin is shedding its lining.
Yeah. It's done.
We're hot.
Well, we're trying to keep it hot as much as we can without crying.
That was a great VMAs.
Give me more.
Yeah.
Oh, that was enough.
I think it's enough.
Yeah, that was enough. Yeah.
I'm ready to move on.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to kind of overcook it.
No.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. Anything else we need to tell our dear listeners?
That Survivor's still firing on all cylinders.
Oh my gosh, it really is. Consuming me.
It is so good. I didn't think John was going to go.
That made me really, very sad.
Yeah, I could tell like Sean and David were going to go, but John kind of took me by surprise a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, Jonathan LaPaglia saying so many ball innuendos during the challenge the other week was far too much, but very entertaining.
That's why they pay him the big bucks.
Yes,
that jury's looking like my wet dream. Right about
I'm
now.
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
That jury villa is where I want to be staying.
Yeah,
I will pay to go there now.
I would, if I was still on the island, I'd say vote me out.
You'd be the next one. You would literally be like, I'm voting for all of you, get rid of me.
I'd give an idol away.
Yeah, I would throw myself in the fire in the middle. I'd put out my own torch. I'd grab it from Jonathan and be like, I'm going, John.
Snuff me out because it's firing on all
snuff
cylinders.
Snuff me out because I want to get snuffed out by those three. Boys, line up.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Okay. A little off-brand from the VMAs, but thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll speak to you next week.
We'll endeavour to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And then not deliver.
And not so much. Hopefully we're in better moods next week.
I think we did okay.
Yeah.
I'm proud of what we did.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well done to you too.
Thank you. Guys, I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
Adele Dazeem.